This is Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing on FM News 101.
Okay, welcome back. 8 minutes until the top of the hour. News, traffic, and weather, followed by the second hour Business Briefing. We'll talk more about the big deal for Puppet Labs. Also, Greg Harris, Harrison Bowker, joins us in studio to give us an update on the estate tax. Right now, though, back to this weekend's select executive, Nitin Kahana, Merger Tech, joining us. He's the CEO there. Nitin, we touched on this before the break. Puppet Labs landing $30 million in investment from VMware. This is another big story for a local tech company, isn't it?
It continues on a string of, I think, big stories for the local tech community. I could not be more proud to be in Portland at this point in time. I mean, Portland, I think, is becoming the center point for a certain segment of technology. And thankfully, those segments are the ones that are hottest and most exciting. So whether it's mobile or it's cloud, which is what Puppet's in, we're seeing a lot of success. Our entrepreneurs are ambitious. Our entrepreneurs want to hit it big. And so companies like Puppet and Luke Kenese, the CEO there, are, you know, getting massive valuations and getting a lot of money in. You may have also heard Larry Drebs from Janrain got $33 million. The week before, Ventscreen, a company I'm involved with, just raised $14 million a couple weeks prior to that. And, you know, I know of yet another company here in town that's about to announce a $30 million round. So that's over $100 million being invested in just four companies here in a month. But it certainly is on a continuum. It's not surprising. It's part of the work that the entrepreneurs, the nonprofit, the political and academic and government agencies have all so focused on making Portland a tech hub, that I think this is the result of all of that focus.
You must be able to look at these transactions and remember back with Sabre when you were at that point, what, 10 years ago, where you were doing the same thing. Can you draw any parallels?
You know, the biggest parallels we can draw is not so much parallels. I think I'll actually call it a differentiator. Okay. Companies now are being funded steadily. I mean, there's a steady drumbeat of $5 million rounds growing to $10 million rounds like CloudAbility did a few months ago, going to $15, $20, $30 million rounds. 10 years ago, that wasn't happening. Maybe there was a company here or there that somebody would pick up on in Silicon Valley and then choose to invest in. But now there's a lot of VC firms and top-notch VC firms, Sequoia, Axel, and others, that are very focused in Portland. They want to find out more about Portland. They want to come here and meet with people who are in the scene. And so I think the big differentiator in the 10 years that have passed is that we're now considered a hub and considered a place where people must pay attention to. Whereas before, I think it was very much just picking and choosing and maybe finding one community company rather than looking at it as a whole region to invest in.
Nitin Kahana of Merger Tech joining us here on Business Briefing as our select executive. So I got to ask you, Nitin, where are these people coming from? Are they moving here from other sections of the country? Are they growing up here? Is it a mix? And what is it about Portland that's drawing them like a magnet?
Well, I think it's a mix. If we see the statistics, I think over the last several years, Portland's been either number one or two for the creative class to be moving into. So that's definitely helped us out. Whatever the reasons are that are attracting the people, I think it's livability. I think it's proximity to a lot of cool stuff, like Mount Hood being an hour away and the ocean being an hour away. But I also think that the world is beginning to realize, and this is both future employees, current employees, people who are growing up, or investors, are realizing that we're reaching a confluence of what Portland is really good at and what the world needs. So Portland has historically been very, very good at the design and creative aspects of business. You know, the UIs, Wieden and Kennedy, and other creative firms here have been throwing off a lot of talent in the creative class. Well, today, with mobile being the hottest segment, those skills are all of a sudden in the highest possible demand. So I think that's this, you know, good entrepreneurship needing both intelligence and hard work, but also luck. It's this confluence of we were already good at this stuff, and now the world needs a lot more of it. And the intersection of that really is Portland today.
It's pretty amazing what's happening here, and it has to feel good for you with Merger Tech and to take your own money and put that back into the local community.
You know, I've been delighted to be angel investing here. I mean, that really is my only requirement. I only invest in Portland area companies. I've, I think, made about 18 investments over the last couple of years. I've been very happy with each and every one of them. One of them's returned my money. Three of them have given me at least a 2X. And none of them fail. And so not to say that that's a good financial track record, because I don't expect that to continue. But it's a demonstration of the fact that there are entrepreneurs here who are taking money, returning it to investors, the companies that are thriving and are being sought after by buyers from other cities. All three of my exits, all three firms stayed here in town and have grown 10x in terms of the headcount since they've been acquired.
That's remarkable.
This speaks to the fact that buyers don't want to move companies out of the Portland area.
Well, we appreciate everything you do for the local community, Nitin. I know that you're very humble about it. Congratulations on the movie. Promise me you're going to come back because I want to follow the story on your movie that was picked up at Sundance. Great story. We're out of time, but thank you so much for spending the last hour with us here.
Thanks for having me, Brian. It's really been a pleasure.
Nitin Kahana, the CEO of MergerTech, joining us. And again, a friendly reminder, if you've missed this hour of Business Briefing, well worth your time to podcast on our website, kxl.com. You can listen to the full interview with Nitin Kahana from MergerTech. When we come back, we'll talk more about Puppet Labs and big news for Portland moving up in the rankings. That's up next on Business Briefing.